Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga forgot, y'all. Listeners and radio broadcast participants, this is Brother Leroy Williams, one of the hosts, one of the ministers on the panel of ministers in our broadcast program. We apologize for the late start tonight. We were not paying the attention to our clock, but here we are once again. And we're thankful to have all of those who are on this radio broadcast with us. Tonight is a special night for all of our guests, all of our participants, all of those who are part of our usual radio broadcast. Tonight is the Bible question and answer broadcast, and it's dedicated to allowing any and all who are on this call to ask a question of faith, of religious importance, of the doctrine of Christ. And when you do that, you'll be able to get a Bible answer. We guarantee, we promise, that for every Bible question, we will give you the Bible's answer. If it has to do with moral turpitude, or if it has to do with the scriptural or written word of God, we will give you an answer from God. We're not going to give you our opinion, because we're not here to teach and preach opinions. We're only here to teach and to preach and to share the knowledge of the truth of God's word. And so we're looking for people who are searching for truth. We're not looking for people who are just looking for a church to join. That's not our purpose tonight. Our purpose is to teach you the truth, because the truth is you cannot join the church of God. There's no such thing as joining the church in the entire New Testament Bible. No one joined the church of Christ. We are the church of Christ because we belong to Christ. We were baptized into Christ. We were saved from our sins by the blood of Christ. We have received the blessing of grace because of the perfect sacrifice of the life of the perfect man, Jesus Christ. We are devoted to Christ because he is the head of his church. And the church is named after him because not only is he the head of it, he's the husband of it, he died for it, and he purchased it with his own precious blood, and he built it. It is a spiritual building built by God. It's not made of brick and mortar, wood, or anything else, but it is spirit, just as God is spirit. It is the spiritual kingdom of Christ, which is the kingdom of God. You see? So Jesus is everything to me. He's my all and all. He is the only Savior. He is the only Lord. He is the only God of heaven and earth. Yeah. Jesus Christ is God. John chapter 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 14 of John chapter 1, he says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Yeah. God's word cannot lie. God cannot lie. God is not a man that he should lie, nor should he repent, because God is perfect. God is true. His word is true. The word declares it. Jesus also declared himself in John 8:58. "Before Abraham was, I am." That's what Jesus in the Old Testament said to Moses. When Moses said, "Well, I go back to the people of Israel, the children of Israel, your people, who shall I tell them sent me?" God said, "I am that I am. You tell them that I am sent you, and they'll know." That's God's name. Why? Because it's God's character. God always is. God exists. God is not dead. God cannot die. God has no beginning. He has no end. He is everlasting from eternity to eternity, from beginning to end, the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last. He is the only true God. There's only one, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the things that I've said to you tonight, we got the word of God to back it all up. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to challenge you tonight to call us. Call us, put us on the carpet, make us stand at attention, and tell you where God declares these things. They're in the Bible. You can read them for yourself. You can read the scripture for yourself. You can read it in your Bible, just like we're teaching you. We don't want you to believe anything but the word of God. The New Testament
Bible that the denominational world claims to follow and that they give great esteem and praise to is the revelation of the mind, knowledge, and the will of God, our Savior. That's it. It's God's revealed message to man for his ultimate eternal salvation. Because, see, man needs God. Man needs salvation. Why, Brother Williams? Because of sin. Man sins. Every man that is born into the world, it ain't a little while, and after that, man is into sin. If we just live a few years and gain a little wisdom and understanding of life, we will recognize and know that we have already been sinning and guilty before God. And once a person is of age to have their senses, that is, their common sense, their wisdom, their abilities, their knowledge, their ability to read and understand and comprehend language, when a person becomes of age, then they are introduced and they hear what the Word of God says. They are able to decide for themselves that it is time for me to be saved from my sin, because I know, according to the Word of God, no matter where you read it, Old Testament or New, if I'm in sin and I sin against God and I die in my sin, I cannot go to heaven. Jesus is the only answer for our sins. Jesus is the only one for Moses' sin. Yes, Moses recognized Christ is the only one. He said, after I depart, the Lord your God shall raise up from among you a prophet like unto me. Unto him shall you hearken and follow. Moses prophesied about Christ. And sure enough, when Christ was born, Christ began his earthly ministry at age 30 and eventually was crucified on the cross according to the will of God, shed his blood in his death, and consequently, because he shed his blood in his death, he was able to go to all those who were in the prison of the condemnation of their sins who died before his death, taking his blood and freeing them from sin, conquering death, hell, and the grave, knocking Satan in the head, and taking his spoil, taking what Satan had. Satan had the power of death. Jesus took it from him. The power of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law of sin and death, the law of the flesh. Sin hath no power to those who are baptized, who have entered into Christ by obedience to the gospel of Christ. It's about faith in God. Faith is not believing only. Faith is belief and obedience. That's the very definition of faith. That's what the Bible teaches. Faith is believing and obeying. Many false doctrines, denominational doctrines today, are teaching people that all you have to do is just agree and consent from the mind that you have believed in Jesus Christ, and you are automatically saved from your sins. To be saved from your sins must be removed. They must be washed away. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Your sins must be washed away. How can sin be removed before or without baptism according to the commandment of Jesus Christ and his gospel? How can a sinner have their sins forgiven and removed without being baptized into Christ, as Christ ordered. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. It's impossible for one to be saved without baptism. Baptism is the new birth. We must be born again. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. We must be born of water and the Holy Spirit in order to be born into the spirit family of God. I told you, you got to be born in. You cannot join the spiritual family of God. The spiritual family of God is his church. It's his kingdom. It's his people. It's his children. We wear the name of Christ, who is our spiritual father, the father who begat us, who produced us. James chapter 1 and verse 18. He is the spiritual father. He is the God of all creation and the God of heaven and the God of our salvation. Today, through his blood, the mercy of God is dispersed upon all who obey him. But if you don't obey him, in the final day that this earth and this world exists, you will have to answer to the consequences of that disobedience before Jesus Christ, who will be the judge of the souls of all ungodly men. He's going to be sitting on a throne to punish those who are ungodly, disobedient, and refuse to accept the gospel will of God. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a Bible question, we'll give you the Bible's answer. We'll give you book, chapter, and verse, or book, chapter, and verses that will answer your question and help you to know what God wants you to do. All we're looking for is for a few souls who will take the floor and ask the important questions of eternal life. Now, in order to ask your question tonight, you need to know this. You are on the phone. If you're not, get on the phone call at area code 347, phone number 8256. Get on the phone, make that call, and you will join the radio broadcast on the phone. And once you get there, push number 1 on your telephone keypad. And our faithful brother and helper in this ministry, Brother Bryant Brown, our moderator, will put you on this call where you can ask your question of the ministers present in this panel discussion. Either one of us or all of us will gladly answer your question and give you a Bible answer. You do not have to wait until we get through talking about whatever it is that we are teaching. You just push the button, Brother Brown will interrupt and have us to take your question, and we'll do that. You don't offend us. We won't be upset. We'll be glad. So God bless each and every one tonight. If you will, let's take a moment. Let's take pause and go to our Heavenly Father in prayer and thanksgiving. Let us pray. Righteous God, Holy Father, to Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the souls of all who obey him, we come to thee in bowed knees, humble hearts, thanking you first and foremost for the great love wherewith you have shown us, wherewith you have loved us, and then by which, through our obedience to your commandment of the gospel, we have received eternal life and the hope of the eternal home in heaven. Thank you, dear Jesus. We pray that you continue to bless the faithful ministers of the New Testament doctrine, your gospel, as we speak to generations of men who are lost and ignorant of the truth and lost in sin and subject to eternal condemnation if they don't repent and be baptized before they die. Righteous God, help us to continue to declare your word, to show openly, to reprove, and then to rebuke, and to build up all of those who are in need of your eternal salvation. Help us, dear God, to continue to live the life that you have commanded us to live and be the example that we ought to be in Christ for all of those who are in sin, that is, in the darkness of the condemnation of sin. Thank you, dear God, for this responsibility. Thank you for life and health and strength and for all things. And may we live our lives and use all things that we receive in our life to glorify you, dear God, by the life that we live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, fellow Christians, fellow ministers of Christ around the world, wherever you are and whomever you are, especially those who are not members of the Church of Christ, we will introduce our panel speakers tonight, and we want you to know, go to your phone, push number one, and let's ask the important questions, the questions that you need in order to understand what the will of the Lord is. In the meantime, after introducing the other brethren, I want you to consider a question that we have. So many people in our life and ministry and in our experience in public preaching demonstrate and claim that they don't want to obey the truth. They don't feel like that the word of God is sufficient within itself. They're looking for some philosophy of man to have a good feeling about the truth. And they're really saying, I want to go to hell. Now, I don't understand why someone would want to go to hell. But if you do, I'd like you to give me a word from God that declares to you why or what you want in hell. If you don't want anything in hell, you don't want to go there. But if you want to go there and you continue to follow religious doctrines that are going and leading you to hell, then I'd like to know from the Bible why and for what authority of God that you have that you feel that you will be saved through ignorance, disobedience, and disregard for the truth. Think about that one, ladies and gentlemen. And if you get the right answer in your head, you'll understand that you don't want to go to hell. Ask us. We'll tell you how to go to heaven. That's all we got. We don't have to tell you how to go to hell because you really have to do nothing. There's nothing in this world that you have to do to go to hell. Just do nothing and you'll go. With God, you have to do something. What you got to do, Brother William? You must obey the commandment will of God. That's what you must do. If you don't obey, then having a faith to know that God is and that God exists is not faith in God. God bless you. I want to introduce, first of all, myself. I'm Brother Leroy Williams, Jr., and my fellow minister, Brother James Johnson. We are the ministers of the Par Edition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. In addition, we have Brother Lewis Parker IV, a minister of the Dickinson, or the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. We also have Brother Lewis Parker IV, minister of the Sugarland Church of Christ on Boss Road in Sugarland, Texas, USA. We also have other contributing ministers from time to time, which include Brother Donald Kegler, minister of the 33 AD Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA, and Brother Horace Robbins, minister of the Brookshire Church of Christ in Brookshire, Texas, USA. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to feel confident that your question will be answered tonight, and we can only guarantee that by you having asked your question. So if you got a question tonight, ask it. In the meantime, at this time, I will pass the mic to my co-minister, Brother James Johnson, and he will begin a Bible discussion with the audience tonight. God bless each and every one. May God bless us all according to his grace, his mercy, his will. Thank you. Brother Johnson, you have the mic.
Time is winding up. Will the giant is passing away.
Amen.
We can see it as clear as day. People don't see it because they're blind to sin.
Mm-hmm.
They living for today and trying to live for tomorrow. But this day is not completed because sin is still on the run.
Yes.
Satan is not going to quit because we can preach the gospel. We can live the gospel. But he got a smart way of doing it. He got a way of getting you quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes up on you unaware.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful of that.
You
might need to know that.
Yes.
Some people in the church get too relaxed.
Amen.
And they don't read their Bibles enough, or they don't pray enough to God to get through that full day. Let me tell you something. God is a God of justice.
Amen.
And he's a God of peace, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a God of wrath.
Yes.
Because he said it in the first chapter, beginning at verse 18,
yes.
32. If you in sin, you're already lost.
Amen.
There's no hope for you. You have to come out of sin.
Yes.
And God has a way. He made it possible then, and he's making it possible now. The only thing you got left is this book on planet Earth. The Holy Bible,
mm-hmm.
The only book that can save all men.
Man.
I didn't say few, I said all men.
Say
that
everybody
want to be saved.
That wants to, yes.
Now, if you don't want to be saved, then this is not for you. This is for those who want to be saved.
Amen.
I'm talking about the sinner as well as the righteous. See, we got some righteous that left the faith.
Yeah.
Huh? Come on now, help me out.
You caught it.
And 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Yes.
Beginning at verse 1, the Apostle Paul said, expressing in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith,
yes,
giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. Huh?
Amen.
You see, the Bible tells me in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and verse beginning at verse 1 and following, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, preach the word, be in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, turning unto fables.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of that going on today,
yep,
in the world. God is not pleased with that.
Amen.
See, if you want to please somebody, ladies and gentlemen, you got to please God,
mm-hmm,
not man. See, I'm not here to please Donald Trump,
nope,
the president of the United States. I'm here to please God, the Savior of the world. Huh?
Amen.
You see, Jesus wants to save people. Donald Trump can't save me.
Nope.
He can't save you. All he can do is talk about politics and people that don't need to be over here, as he said. Well, the gospel got to be reached some kind of way. Whether they come over here or we go over there.
Amen.
It's going to have to be talked to them. He do not know the plan of salvation.
Amen.
And anybody that's on the outside of Christ don't know it either.
Amen.
All is left up to the minister of the Lord's church.
True ministers.
The church of Christ.
Man.
We better wake up. we have made a half a year already.
Mm-hmm.
And it ought to be sold, it ought to be saved somewhere.
Amen.
But they're acting all foolish. They can talk about everything but getting it sold right.
Yes.
They can talk about the dollar bill to the White House,
mm-hmm.
but they're not getting their souls right. People dying every day. Now we're going to have another flood, hurricane and things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
God's been unleashed the power for a minute. He's not going to kill everybody because he don't want to hurt his children. So he's going to make it go around them and come right on up through. And mankind ain't going to see it when it gets to it. You see, the flood is on the way.
Amen.
But one day, there ain't going to be no flood. It's going to be the fire.
Fire.
On the way.
Yes.
And when it comes, it ain't going out.
Amen.
It's going to be for eternity.
Yes.
We trying to accumulate too much in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
But Christ is the one you better worry about getting right with.
Amen.
Because men are leaving here after they be born.
Mm-hmm.
And so many souls are lost. The Bible teaches me that a man must be born again. He got to be born in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
There's a second birth. See, we had the first birth from the mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
But now we got to be born of the water and of the spirit.
Yes.
John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. You see, God has a birth too, and he wants us to be baptized into Christ to get rid of our sin and be faithful unto death.
Man.
Men turn their back on the truth. Men turn their back on everything.
Yes.
But they won't turn their back on sin.
Hmm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Sin walking through.
Mm.
Men are blind.
Yes.
They're seeing nothing. All they see is money and riches.
Flesh.
Flesh is about to be destroyed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to hell on top of it.
Carnal mind.
God does not have time to waste.
Amen.
And we ought to not have time to waste either.
We shouldn't.
We should be running to Christ.
Amen.
We started running from Christ. We see the world and we said, look at here. Let's see what God got to say about it.
All right.
Nobody wants to study the Bible no more. Nobody has the fear of God in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 3 and 18, Psalm 36 and 1. They don't fear God. It just ain't in them.
Mm.
In the days of old, men feared God.
Yes.
Men ran to God. But man don't run to him now. They run from it. They say, we're not going to do it. We don't care what you say. We got men say, all the churches belong to the Lord.
Yeah.
But I don't read that in the scriptures.
Amen.
Jesus didn't say that. If all the churches belong to the Lord, then you saying the devil church belong to the Lord.
Mm.
And I don't read that in this book.
Amen.
I got the Bible just like you got it. God says the same thing to me as he said to you.
Yes.
You got to obey him. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 22, it says, then you have purified your soul by obeying the truth,
mm-hmm.
through the unfreeze love of the Spirit, through all the presence. You got to obey God.
Amen.
Man has got too far wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't thinking. He ain't listening. But he wants God's approval, even though he's in sin.
Mm.
Oh, God is not going to tolerate it too much longer.
Amen.
This book is not going anywhere. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall stand. Matthew 24 and 35. Not going nowhere.
Man.
Psalms 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is
Yes.
All this men would just go back to the book and pick it up and read it for themselves.
Amen.
You got some in the church don't even pick it up no more.
Change.
They don't read it for themselves. They just go along, come in the building and say, oh, I've been to worship, or I've been to church.
Hmm.
And they ain't worshiping God yet.
Amen.
They don't even know how. They still smoking and drinking and partying and committing adultery, fornication, idolatry, and all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. It's just some sickening. It's a sick nation of people will not repent.
Amen.
Just not going to repent, Brother Will. When are we going to repent? You can't repent after death.
Amen.
Only you can go to hell in death.
Yes.
Oh, the Lord has the answer. But we don't want his answer. So the only answer left is the devil answer.
That's it.
And the devil said, come on down here, because we're going to have a party that ain't going to quit.
Mm.
And we're going to dance all night long in the fire.
Mm.
And can't get out. The door is shut.
My.
And man is dying. Man died for eternity. He suffered more than he ever suffered. Why? He don't know God.
Amen.
God don't know him. Man trying to have fellowship with Christ. With man trying to have a fellowship with Christ.
That's right.
You see, Christ is the first step. Then man later. But man don't see that. If I can't have fellowship with you, Brother William, then I ain't going to do it with Christ.
Mm.
But 1 John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1 through 7, said we got to have fellowship with Christ.
Amen.
Not with Brother William first and
nope.
Brother Johnson and any other brother. We got to have it with Christ.
Amen.
We won't want to do it that way. You know, God gave the book, but we don't want the book.
Mm.
That's amazing. We got the book, but we don't want the book.
All right.
So what's the problem? So you know what? I thank God I ain't God, because I take all my books back. You don't want it?
Mm-hmm.
And I just take it on back to heaven. Just reach down here and get it and take it on about it. You know God won't do that?
Mm-mm.
He still wants man to be saved.
Amen.
And man refused. Only a few is going to be saved.
Yes.
God already knows that. God said in Matthew 7 and 21 through 23, not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say, I have prophesied, cast out devils, did many wonderful works. He's going to confess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Why, Lord? I did all those good things. How come I can't come in? You didn't do what I told you.
Amen.
You didn't obey the gospel.
That's it.
You didn't follow what I said. I said you had to be born again. I said you had to be baptized into Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But you said no. Now you can't come in. And you know what? I ain't going to even let you see it. See, a lot of brethren teaching, oh, God, let you see it. No, no, no.
No.
He won't let you see it. In John chapter 3 and verse 3, but Nicodemus came there at you. He said, I'm not going to let you see it. So that means you got to be born again.
Unless
you're born again, you can't see it.
Amen.
You ain't going to see it. And then he's telling you how to do it. He said, you got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Your spirit got to be renewed and regenerated. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. You got to be regenerated, reborn again in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's the only way you can see the kingdom of God. And that's the only way you're going to get in, according to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already in the kingdom. All I got to do is stay in the kingdom.
Amen.
Oh, Brother William, so many people are not. kingdom, not even in the church. The folks are not in the kingdom. They don't even know how to get in the kingdom or stay in the kingdom. All you got to do is follow the book. Follow God's book. God's got the answer. Man is lost in sin. Man is one of the biggest crooks in the world and won't repent of his sin. He just won't do it. What it going to take for him to repent? Death can't happen. He died in sin. That's it. He can't be saved on the outside of the camp.
Amen.
He's got to come in. The Bible says come in. God did spare the children of Israel back in those days when they sinned. He sought destruction.
Yes.
He ain't gonna spare us either. He's sending destruction. Look at the world. Folks are leaving here. Dying.
Yeah.
Oh Lord have mercy. We're crying now. And it won't work at the judgment.
Amen.
God gave us a revelation of his book.
Amen.
All we got to do is read it, study it every day.
Obey.
Don't miss it, ladies and gentlemen. I say it every day.
Yes.
Not one day, but every day all the way to death. If that's what it takes, read it. Just keep reading it. And getting a proper understanding.
Yes.
God will give it to you. He will give it to you without a shadow of a doubt. All you got to do is ask him in faith.
Amen.
James 1:5-7. God hear you the first time. You ain't got to keep on repeating it to him. He heard you. He hears his children.
Yes.
1 Peter 3:12. He tells us. He says, I hear the prayer of the righteous, but I turn my face against those that do it evil.
Amen.
If you don't pick it up, God ain't going to help you.
Yes.
You can come to me, and I can help you.
Amen.
You can ask me all kind of questions, but if you don't obey, I still can't help you.
Amen.
You can tell me your world is problems, I still can't help you. You got to let your worldly problems go and let Jesus take it from the door.
Amen.
And let him answer the question. You know what his answer is going to be? Take up your cross and follow me.
Amen.
That's what his answer is going to be. He's not going to tell you to leave this world alone. You ought to have something up to do that. Get right with God. One wife, one man. He didn't tell you to go get wives.
No.
He said wife. See, men want to mess around with all kind of women. Then they mess around and get diseases. And all kind of things go wrong. Then they want to run to the doctor. And the doctor say, I can't help you. So who's left?
God.
Dr. Jesus.
Amen.
And then sometimes he can't help you because you went too far.
Amen.
Oh, God got an answer. All you got to do is open the book. I remember back in the day, they used to tell us to go to the yellow pages. Who is it? Who? Who?
Go ahead. Go ahead. All right, Clifford, just a minute. We're in a radio broadcast. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir. The Bible is still open for all that want to obey. I know that it's right, and I know that it's holy. If we don't get right, God got something for us. My question is this. When are you going to get right? Don't get on deathbed because that's not going to help you. Deathbed is no good for anybody. God said, be saved. What is the problem? There's five steps to the plan of salvation. You got to hear God's word, Acts 15, verse 7, and believe God's word, Acts 15 and 7. You got to repent, Acts 3, 19. You got to confess, Acts 8, 37. And you got to be buried in the water, the grave of baptism, Acts 8, 38, Acts 2, 38, Acts 22, 16, Romans 6, 3 and 4, Colossians 2, 11 and 12. The Bible says this, not my opinion. God said baptism puts you in Christ, not in Baptist, Methodist, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Presbyterian. You can't find near one of those so-called churches in the Word of God. The Bible says what it means, and means what it says. We cannot be saved on the outside. We can only be saved in Christ. The Bible says in Christ. But men say you can be saved all kind of ways. But Jesus said it won't work. He set up how to get in. And the Lord said, I will add you to the church. Notice that he didn't say join a church. He said, I will add you to the church, which he is adding you to the saved, if you want to be saved. Acts 2:41 to 2:47. Write it down and read it for yourself. If you don't do what God says, what you said, God, you're lying to me. And God never lied to man. From the beginning of time, he told man what to do. Man chose to sin. And now man is in trouble with God. Oh, one day, you're going to cry out and ask God to save you, and he won't save you in your past sin. The Bible is holy. The Bible is the only book on planet Earth can save all men. All men can get in the same church that Christ built. He didn't tell us to go build anything else. He didn't tell man to go build no church building. He said, go preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He told us how to do it and expects us to do it. But man done got away from the book. Man don't want no Bible study. He said, let's study the Bible. I got my church. That's not what God said. We don't have a church. I don't read why the 12 apostles had a church. I don't read why the prophets had a church. All I read is Jesus had the church built. And when he built it, he purchased it with his own blood. John 19 and 34, Acts 20 and 28, 1 Peter 1 and 19. Man has gone too far. Man will die in his sin. Man cannot be saved in his sins. God letting us know who all gonna be saved. Death is all over the globe. Man dying in sin. Man leaving the world. Man got troubles in his house. The White House got troubles. Your house got troubles. My house got troubles. It's trouble in the land. Man refused to repent. I'm not going to do it. That's what man said. I hear what you're saying, Lord, but why should I repent? I'm enjoying life. He thinks that's what he enjoys. Satan got him all twisted up, all messed up. Go on and go to the church of your choice. That's what Satan's saying. But he don't know Jesus at all. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning at verse 7, ye that are troubled, rest with us in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will punish with everlasting destruction from the present and the glory of the Lord. Oh, the Bible is true. Men are dying so fast. It's a daily thing in death. Why won't we repent? Why won't we give up sin? Why won't we live for God? Satan will not quit bothering you. You got all kind of things in the world for you. And yet we fall in the trap. Oh, but they holler, I love Jesus. But they don't love it. They claim him that they love him, but they don't really love him. What is the problem? What is the problem? God's word will never change. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. I am the Lord God, I change not. God is God. And the Holy Spirit and God and Jesus Christ are all one, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. According to Malachi chapter 2 and verse 10. Oh, there's only one God, one Father, one Spirit, one baptism, one church, and everybody looking for all these churches to get into heaven. God won't accept it. Man still messed up. Please help us. We need help, Lord. We need you to straighten America up. We need you to straighten the world out. Because we can't do it alone. We preaching your word and folks refusing it. They must don't believe this book. They say they do. But yet they won't repent. You mention Jesus and everybody get excited. But they're getting excited in vain. Then when you start telling them the truth, they want to shed tears and cry because they don't believe the Bible. James chapter 2, verse 14 through 21, without faith without works is dead. A lot of folks say they have faith, but it's dead. They don't do nothing with it. They don't do nothing. But God gonna ask you one day, what did you do and you didn't do what he said? Time is winding up. Time is closing down. God is looking at us. Do we believe what the Bible says? I know some of the churches of Christ are living in sin. they refuse to listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. They refuse the Bible. Time is winding up. I don't want to do what you say, Lord. What's the problem? But when trouble comes, then I want to call on your name to save me in my sin. I know you won't, dear God, because you have already set up what you want in the book. You told the whole world at that time in Acts 2 and 38 to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is a promise unto you and to your children, which are above as many as the Lord God shall call. You said, save yourselves from this unforced generation. Then they gladly received this word and were baptized, about 3,000 souls. They continue in the fellowship and the doctrine and the teachings of the apostles. And then they broke their bread from house to house and ate their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily that such should be saved. That's what the Bible wants us to do, to do what the Lord says. God said it, that settles it, it ought to be done. We have a command from God. God said do something, we said no. We never act on faith. One day, we're going to stand before him. That final judgment come, then what? Then what will you say then? Why not tonight? Because there's a Church of Christ in your area. If I were you, I would get in touch with the local minister or the local elders or the deacons and get baptized tonight. You're not promised tomorrow night. Oh, so many folks are dying in sin. They're leaving here in a handbasket. They don't know Jesus. They don't know Jesus. Time is running out. When you're going to make a decision? When? It's too late. Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Oh, he's coming back. I pray and hope there will be some souls to be added to the church before he get back. Before he decide to come back. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, we need to be getting ready. Jesus Christ is the only way. Why can't we do what Jesus Christ asked? He said, I want a Savior. But you won't obey. Oh, we just know. Help us, dear Lord. Help us to be saved. If we got anybody that wants to get on the program, any Bible questions, Brother Brown?
Any Bible questions? Any Bible questions? Hello?